Boone Mayor John Slight on our program today. Good to have you in the house.
Thank you. Good morning.
And here we are, the second meeting in October. Yes. Down to four to go.
Four meetings left, yeah.
He's counting down. He's counting down. Well, let's talk a little bit about last night's meeting. Again, okay. Started out, it looked like it might be a fairly quick meeting.
Right.
But we did get our report. Jamie Williams came in. The library always brings this in, this same kind of data they end up using when they go out and start working on their budget. But a lot of people going through there.
Place is busy. Yeah, she gave an update. She always brings her stats. They track everything over there. They just do a great job. Talked about some different programming, some different things they're doing, some things that they've updated. Some residents they've helped out, which I thought was neat, how they'll take the time and work through. Someone comes in with a question, you know, they'll sit down and take the time, if they have enough staff, but they'll work through it.
The one that she pointed out, I think that this past year in May, when they started working with a lot of our local agencies,
yes,
focusing on mental health presentations.
Yes. Yep.
And again, that's just one of those things where they start picking up some of the things that need filled in.
She does a great job over there. So basically, she just gave us the update, and things are going good.
Yeah. We know, by the way, folks, if you're looking for the report, I know they've got it over the library, and there are. Well, I think potentially if they go on to the agenda on the website, I think it might be included in that packet there, too. So there's information out there.
You bet.
On that. Ames Economic Development, Brenda Dreyer on hand. She gave you a little update on what they've services they've been doing here in the third quarter, and they've been busy.
They are busy. Brenda works closely with the city. She kind of updated us on some of the things that have been going on, the housing assessment that they went through, updated us on some different projects that are happening, Empire Realty. They brought, we talked about Page and Lincoln School.
Mm-hmm. Capstone?
Yep, Capstone. They brought to Ames, brought Capstone to the school and kind of with the city, and that sounds like that those two projects could be moving forward. Just overall update on what's going on in the county. I thought one interesting fact was that our unemployment rate went up just a shade, but it's still at 2.9%, which is pretty low.
Pretty low.
And if you talk to many business owners, you'll find that everybody's still looking for help, so...
One of the things because they are affiliated, working with Boone County Economic Growth as well, giving them a new updated website, which is I haven't gone to check out yet.
Yeah, but, I haven't been there, but it's BooneCountyECG.com. So if you get a chance, check it out.
And so that gives them a little more viability. Yeah. And again, they pump all this information out
to
people that are looking for things too. And by the way, with Boone County Economic Growth, they also have their annual meeting coming up, and we have Debbie Durham coming back for a visit.
Yes, pretty impressive.
So they'll be doing that. Oh, the CAT grant, the last CAT, right across the street from
City
Hall.
I think
we touched on that a little bit last time, too.
The building where the tin pig's going in, they got a $100,000 CAT grant. Most of that will be used on the roof. Roof's not in good shape, so but all those things help, and I want to thank Ames Economic Development for the things they do, because I still say these are things that we wouldn't be able to get, probably.
Well, the one thing that we know, just both Boone and Ogden were successful with, is the owner-occupied grant program.
Yeah.
And you guys aren't quite completely done yet, but you've very close. You got like four left, I think.
Yeah, I think we've got seven out of the 11. The report we got, because she just had one come through, but on six out of the 11, they'd paid out $48,765 in funding. They still had $37,500 left to directed for those remaining projects. So that's a little less now because one more came through. But very successful. They did it in Ogden. It's working well here.
And she did say the need's there yet.
The need is still there. There's people that missed the deadline. So I think you'll see her trying to reach out and see if there's more funds available. Maybe we can do it again.
Okay, that's one of those. And the part that I watched as it was coming together, one of the guidelines was local contractors.
Yes.
So it was, you know, make arrangements, work with, which kept them awfully busy.
It did, and they're so busy
people,
anyway.
People that were looking for them anyhow. So anyway, that's just one of the things from last night's meeting. So let's talk about, there were a number of others, but I got to go right to the report from City Attorney Jim Robbins. It's taken him forever, seems like, to make the appropriate connections to talk to the Union Pacific Railroad about your request to put a sign with big phone number on it.
I've been fighting this, and this kind of I've been telling everybody for 3-4 years, call that number, report it. If you're sitting in a train and it's taking 10-15 minutes, we need to call those in. The importance of those calls is they track those calls. So if you just call the city and then we call, they don't take that. You know, I could get 5 calls and call. They look at that as one call. So we need as many calls as we can. So actually, I sat in front of one of the trains one day and I found the number was there, and it gives you kind of the crossing number. I went through all the prompts, whatever, and I realized that you can't, if you're not the first car, you can't see it. So I've had this idea of let's do some larger signs with the phone number, real bold, and get them out there on each of the crossings. And I want to encourage everybody, once we get this done, to call that number. And
well, the big thing is the discussion was the railroad said, no, you can't put them on. But you can put them on public property.
We can put them on public property. So we can't put it on railroad right away, but we can put it on city right away. So we've got to determine, and they have all those numbers, but how far back we can put them. And I'm telling you, when we do them, you're going to be able to see them. So
you were insistent that big phone numbers.
Big phone numbers. I encourage everybody to take part in this, and let's get these trains moving. And I'm still frustrated with the fact that, you know, we participated in the overpass, over $600,000 of city money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the selling point for us was it would move those trains to the east and open up these. And I've not yet seen that. So we're working on that, and we're not going to give up. And but I want those signs done before I leave. So
that's his goal. That's not a big thing, but well, it's one, you know, you just want to make it available and get out there.
Well, I just want to make it a safer community.
I think one of the other things that came up that City Attorney Jim Robbins did, he said he did inquire of them about the viaduct.
Yes.
And again, the concern about it. They say structurally it's fine, but we really don't care what it looks like.
Yeah, that's really what they said. And that City Attorney Robbins and our City Administrator Bill Scare was in on that meeting as well. We've got a lot of complaints on how that viaduct looks. And we had a good question last night from one of the residents and wondered how often that thing is inspected. And so I turned that over. Chief Weibold says that every time somebody gets stuck under there, which is fairly often, that we notify the railroad notifies their engineer, they send someone out to look at it. They say it's structurally sound. It looks terrible. We know it. We may reach out to them to see if they would allow us to maybe make it look better. I'm guessing they don't want us touching their properties, but we'll see how it goes. But it's an eyesore. It is.
It is. It's one of those challenges. But, I think we've had like 9 inspections this year.
Yeah.
So something like that.
A constant.
Yeah, it's one of those. Now we're back to how do we keep the trucks from running.
I know.
But that's a whole nother thing, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk. One of the goals of the city had been the starting to update your ordinances, and obviously that's not going to happen overnight.
Oh,
it takes a long time.
Right.
You're not even going to be here when it finishes up. But the first thing out was let's do zoning, because that's a big part of it.
It is. So, Dave Aides, our building official, gave us an update last night, talked about the different types of zoning. You've got industrial, commercial, residential, and hospital. And when they looked at industrial, they said, hey, these two, M1 and M2, are very close. So let's look to combine those, which makes sense.
Makes it a little smoother, a little easier for.
And commercial, they looked at, and so when you have commercial, you've got commercial 1, 2, and 3. Some allow housing, some allow, you know, they're different. Mm-hmm. They really didn't see a need to change the commercial zoning at this present time.
Some of that's been updated recently.
It has. And we can still look at things on a case-by-case incident. So residential, one of the big things was the lot size. So on the north side of town, particularly, some of those lot sizes are bigger. And when the house is gone and a developer comes in and says, I want to do this, well, according to the ordinance, you can only do so many feet or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're going to change that to go back to, I mean, if we had a house that size there before, what would be wrong with having one now?
Yeah. So the original lot size is, again, was one of those up in the north end of town before, really, probably had much in place there. So,
right.
So those original lot sizes, a little bit, create a little bit of an issue. So that part. The hospital part,
No change, really, other than, I mean, he talked about the possibilities if things would change, and that's another case-by-case situation as well. But, yeah, I think overall, I mean, they took a good look at it. Those were probably the major changes with that. It's a lot of reading when you start looking at the ordinances. So
we
as
had
they continue forward.
You worked with Mid-Iowa Planning,
yes.
Which is, again, that's one of those things that you have a nominal fee to participate mm-hmm. in and draw on their resources. They did the housing survey for you and things like that. But so they kind of went through it, made some suggestions. Mm-hmm. He's worked on it. Your previous building official, Ed Higgins, devoted time to it as well.
He did, which was great help.
So now we come back, and you'll have to go through the process of the council adopting this.
Right.
So that will take... couple of meetings.
Some of these changes help streamline things, particularly like the residential. When a developer comes in and says, hey, I want to do this, well, the ordinance says, you can't go that big. We got to send it to planning and zoning. So some of this will be streamlined where we don't continually have to send the developer to planning and zoning, sure. Get approval, go to the council, get approval. So
yeah, they keep asking for variances because of the side yard setbacks and things like that. So we get that part going. Let me see a couple of the other things. I know on the utility committee side, a little bit of a walkthrough was done down at the water environment station. Again, we're talking about our disinfection project, which is
long time.
but still have a few issues that they want corrected, but that's work in progress.
It is.
So
that's been ongoing. Yes.
Hopefully we get this done here before too long. Had some pretty good news from Waylon Andrews last night about the street paving and stuff, mm-hmm. and in particular, Marion Street and West Park. They're moving along pretty
moving
good
along.
Right now.
I think they just had one incident where we had a resident that was without water, and I'm not sure how long they were working on that when we left last night. So that project's moving forward. We're excited about it. That's been on the books for a long time to do. And it'd be nice to get it done.
So that part, and they're hoping early part of November to be out of here, have that all taken care of. The big thing out there for folks that don't know is really the storm sewer, putting in storm sewer on that. So we did have several projects that are going to be moving forward. Water, wastewater, and again, we knew these were coming. This is, again, you're not going to be around to watch it, but this is... Really, going back and taking care of things that have basically worn out over
a lot of maintenance issues.
20 years.
You know. It is. You know, there's roofs. I didn't bring the list of stuff, but each plant or both plants will have significant amount of money spent. But we've got to keep these things updated. You're right. I mean, I still hear people say the new water plant or the new. Well, these are old. These are old facilities, and it's just like anything. There's a lot of wear and tear, and we've got to continue to maintain them. So these are big projects.
So talking roughly, I think about a total of around $5 million, about $2.5 million
for each plant. Yes.
So, working through the state revolving loan fund on those to be able to go forward with that. That way, with your rates, you cover the cost of all of that. We do know that, one of the things that City Administrator Bill Scare told everybody about. A lot of people probably don't know what's happening, but the city, the county, the schools, chamber have been getting together for, a year now? Probably at least a year. They just get together and talk about who's
share
doing
ideas.
What's happening. And
It's called Building a Better Boone, and their kickoff event is November 3rd. It's at 10 a.m. at the Boone City Hall Auditorium. Yeah, so these groups come together. They kind of discuss, hey, here's what's going on at the city. The county says, here's what we're doing. You got Boone Economic Growth, the chamber. Everybody kind of participates. So I think it's a good idea because it brings everybody together, informs everybody so we're not caught off guard on something or if there's a big event coming or something that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So they're working together, and I think it's good. I think overall we're sharing resources
information.
And information, and we'll just continue to work together. I just think it makes for a better working relationship. So,
Hospitals included in there too.
Yep.
I know there's so it's a number of the entities,
right.
And just to a perfect example would be we're adding on to our fire station with another fire truck, and
right?
Stuff. So
yeah,
we know this is going on too. A couple other quick things. Let's talk a little bit about. I know that. The council, Councilmember Terry Mormons, collected a bunch of information on the rate increase being proposed, and a lot of people got a message electronically, if they get their message right that way from Alliant, or got it in the mail.
Got it in the mail.
I've seen them both out there. They just say they are going forward to ask Iowa Utilities Board for rate increase, and we've got a lot of information that's out there, and I know he would be interested in trying to get him to come here and do a public meeting.
Yes.
We'll see how that works out.
We're actually going to reach out to them, see if we can get them here. We've done this in the past. You know, they talk about why they feel a need for an increase. I totally oppose the idea of a rate increase. We opposed it last time. I mentioned last night, sometimes we will give a certain amount of dollars to join other communities to try to fight these rate increases.
A little bigger
pool of money with more cities. And I just think it shows more, you know, there's a lot of interest in this, because if you don't fight these things, they just continually happen. And yeah, Councilman Warman's working on this. He had a table set up in front of the council chambers last night with information. You can contact him. You can contact myself or the city. But we're going to fight this thing, and we're going to oppose it. And it just frustrates me a little bit, because they talk about, you know, as they transition to wind and whatever, and I've asked them, you know, if this wasn't subsidized already by the government, would this thing really pencil out? And
so,
So we're already paying for it, and I don't think it's right to come back in and hit the residents with another increase. So,
again, that's one of the things, city's taking that position. You're going to do that. I did want to, because if anybody or nobody's been into your into the council chambers lately, you got your desks back.
Got them back, and I want to thank Swan Creek. Did a beautiful job. They refurbished all of our desks. Made them look modern. I mean, they really look nice. And but there was a lot of work behind the scenes. They had to get those things out. They're huge. They're heavy. They had to get them out, down the stairs, get them out there, do it. So I want to thank them. They did a great job.
So it makes it dark in there, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's darker.
But I think it looks nice.
Now, are somebody going to redo the big wood in the back?
I don't know.
That could be for another council
to
worry about and take care of that. Did a couple other quick notes about what we're going on. Again, we have these. I did want to, because our kickoff is coming up for Shop with a Cop.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's going to be on the 26th. That's going to be that trunk or treat downtown.
Huge success.
It's been huge.
This is my favorite event each year, Shop with a Cop. For those, I think most that are listening are probably familiar, but if you're not, it's an event that it's put on by the Boone Police, but they also use the county. I mean, we've got people, police, fire, ambulance, county, highway patrol, all these. It doesn't have to just be law enforcement, but it's public safety in general come together. Kids, we take shopping each year. We've taken over 100 kids for quite a few years. This community really steps up, donates to this. A lot of the businesses donate to it. We take the kids shopping. We try to buy them stuff that they need. It's just a great program, and if you've never participated or watched it, it's wonderful. It really is nice, and it's good for some of those kids. It's their only Christmas. Yeah. So
we've got a number of new officers.
Yes,
so,
we do.
This will be a new event for a lot of them.
Yes.
And that'll be fun to watch. We got some that have been through it a few times, so they'll be handling a lot of the information that'll be coming out on it. Unfortunately, we still have to deal with Mother Nature when we go shopping.
We do.
Still have that issue up.
But there's always, I mean, we've got HRDA. People have stepped up through the years. I mean, we've had National Guard. I always leave them out. They've helped out. It's just a great community event, and it's for the kids. And I've done it 20 years now, and it's, I tell you, by far, it's one of the most, when you see these kids and how happy they are and they get some things that they need, plus they get a few gifts, you know, it's really neat. It's a good deal.
So the kickoff for that, really on the fundraising part, I know you can do it anytime you want, but really it's going to be October 26th. That's when the merchants get the trick-or-treating going on downtown. And once again, we'll have a pretty good turnout for that. So next up, we've got a couple of committee meetings that will be held, but really the big thing up is going to be our next meeting, and that's going to be the beginning of November for us.
Yep.
And the other part is going to be, you're not running, but I know you've got a lot of folks that are.
That's November 7th.
Whether it be here, you've got park board, you've got several different things for the city of
Council,
Boone,
mayor.
But all of the school boards.
School board, yeah, absolutely.
You want people to get out and vote.
We do. Yep, I encourage everybody to get out and vote. You bet.
All righty. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.